let's just start, first of all, with the company that you helped put together in your home country. Can you tell us a little bit about why and what it's actually about?
So it's about the initiative Mama Light for Sustainable Energy that has been recognized on 2015 General Assembly of the United Nations as one of the 14 breakthrough solutions achieving the SDGs, because we were already doing, implementing the work. I didn't wait for the solution because I do believe that every single human being is master of his own destiny. You should start changing your own environment and your, then you can grow. And this will be much more easier for people to partner with you. So that's really the core thinking, the mindset, the philosophy of the initiative Mama Light for Sustainability, the bottom-up approach, using energy as a catalyst. That to help the people in the countryside, for instance, to grow fruits and vegetables after rain seasons, those are the way to feed themselves and also to feed the people in the cities.
And how has it been growing, or has it been received by the people? And I know you had mentioned it at one point, the local people. These are the people you want to really hone in on. How have they been receiving it?
Very good, because I'm part of them. I didn't come as that I have the solution. It's really a participative, a very inclusive one. Listen to the people, to the people self first, and then design what suits them. The initiative Mama Light is, for me, is a gift for my community. When you want to make a gift to somebody, you investigate to the friends, to people who knows them. And then when you will buy the gift to, when you will bring the gift, it will suit that person because you take the time to assess first before delivering. And sometimes that is the missing piece, that often we think that we have the great solution. Sometimes it goes really from a good intention, but it's the way forward sometimes it doesn't fit.
Talking about a solution that fits or doesn't fit, you're coming as a representing Burkina Faso, also representing the continent of Africa, and we're surrounded here by Europeans and by people from the Americas. Do you feel that there's a discrepancy between how they go about assessing a problem, finding a solution, and how you, coming from the African continent, how a solution needs to be found?
I think but the Conference of Paris is really innovative and unique. Because in the past, I would have been invited. That first, I'm grateful that the fact that they bring us on the table, around the table, and they're looking also for solutions, how to help. And the fact that I already started, I make life much more easier. And also, we talk the same language, because now on, people seeing that we cannot business as usual, it's not going to be the same anymore. Developing finance won't be used in the same way, because private sector will be in the driving seat and is in the driving seat. But we need to structure our local private sector, and mainly composed by the informal sector, to structure them. And that's why together with Gérard Mestrallet, we're launching the global expertise for the informal sector to exchange best practices. To allow those to go faster, to accelerate, because it's time for implementation, not time to, because diagnosis is already, we have kilometers of studies, but it's a matter of start implementing. That's it, because the money is not the issue. People are already digitalized, because in countryside, everybody has a mobile phone. As I said in the plenary, if the big refreshing company can bring his drink in the countryside, we are able also to bring the light and energy to the countryside. And then create that inclusive green economic growth, what I call the greening up, because the bottom-up approach is very key. And also, the top-down need to go in parallel, of course. But the moment that we stimulate local economic growth, the rest will follow.
Is this a model that you think works only for Burkina Faso, or it's a model that will work for all countries? So you look in Senegal, in Guinea-Bissau, everywhere.
Yeah, but because it's...
even in India,
yeah,
let's say.
India, because when I'm talking, that's what I'm saying. I'm talking about the billion bottoms. The billion bottom, even you find them also in OECD countries, because you have people who don't have voices. And I'm talking on behalf of those people. When I'm talking, I even don't think about the fact that I'm a woman or a white or a black or yellow or whatever. But you have a segment of population in this world is not taking into account that their voice are not heard. And I'm talking also on behalf of those people that, listen, I'm there too, also to bring your voices. Regarding unemployment, it's not only our countries, it's not only least developing countries. OECD countries also facing that. Maybe we do have solutions that within that global expertise, we can exchange experiences. And the fact that the way we have solved our problem can also help others. Then nobody needs to start from scratch or to reinvent the wheel. And the United Nations, the process, more than 800 projects has been submitted from more than 190 countries, and you have 14 projects has been selected with a panel of experts internationally. So it means that the initiative Mama Light is really proven solution that is, can be scaled at a large scale. And so we're discussing with Mohamed Yunus to see how we can bring it everywhere with his solution. I don't need to think about microfinance because Mohamed Yunus already had the solution. That is a matter of bringing the puzzles together and to move forward.
You had said also, and I think you sort of just touched on this now, that enough complaining. Let's get proactive.
Yeah.
What did you mean by that? Was it in reference to anything or just a general thought?
Because I think, you know, people are complaining a lot. And sometimes there is no reason to complain. You can complain the entire day or for your entire life. I'm not a kind of person. So as an engineer, if something doesn't work, you look what to do and you fix it. If it doesn't exist, you design it. But in our case, tools are there. It's a matter of implementing the framework. If it doesn't exist, so I invite the MPs to do the part of their homework and to put the legal framework in place. The president to do their jobs, to bring that enabling environment, and the financial also side to do their job, adapt the financial tools. Because technology allows that we can bring money, we can make transactions with new tech, with the technologies that's available. So for me, there is no problem. And we have a luxury problem. We think that we have a problem. Problem is not there. It's a matter of implementing and bring the necessary tools to the bottom people.
And after everyone has electricity and light in the villages, what's next then?
No, but you know, light is not, it's just a piece of that. It's a matter of growing. Things need to go parallel with the ecosystem. I do believe really on creating economic growth locally, fixing our people. Nobody wants in his life to move from his village to another village even. It's because you are forces by economic or by the drought or whatever. Any reason can push you or by war. But human being, wherever he is, if not saying, yeah, oh, I'm happy to leave home. When we're traveling, we're homesick. We even have a word, we're homesick. That means something. Nobody wants to migrate. It's because are you migrant to educate yourself, which is good. But after, you would like to go back and implement what you have learned and share and partner with others and invite them to come into your environment. That is the kind of new deal that we're going to have for the coming decades.
I want to thank you very much for taking the time to speak with me.
You're very more welcome. Thank you for having me.